The next patient is Charles Logston. The last name is L-O-G-S-T-O-N. Clinical case of a 68-year-old white male that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3A. The patient has a history of obesity that has been present for a lengthy period of time. This obesity has led him to degenerative joint disease. The patient is complaining of excruciating pain when he stands up and when he walks. And he mentions that even when he is at rest, he's in pain. He also has the history of diabetes mellitus that has been well controlled. Arterial hypertension is another comorbidity for the nephrosclerosis. The laboratory workup that was done on January the 15th of 2024 shows that the creatinine is 1.3, the estimated GFR is 57. The serum electrolytes are with normal limits, the fasting blood sugar 130. The protein creatinine ratio is 98 milligrams per gram of creatinine. The urinalysis is clean, no evidence of activity in the urinary sediment. Number two, morbid obesity. The patient has a BMI that is 38.4, increased the body weight to 283 pounds. He's steadily increasing the body weight. And this BMI has made a contribution to the significant degenerative joint disease that the patient experiences. Following number, diabetes mellitus that is under control, hemoglobin A1C is 6%. Following number, the patient has a history of cardiomyopathy that is followed by Dr. Parnassa, P-A-R-N-A-S-S-A. Patient has a history also of peripheral vascular disease. Period. Alternatives that were discussed with Mr. Logston. The administration of Ozempic. Sub-Q versus oral, bariatric surgery, comma, plant-based diet, comma, low-sodium diet, comma, fluid restriction. As I stated before, the patient has so many active comorbidities, including hyperuricemia. The patient is not willing to take allopurinol or euloric. Uh, The prognosis is not the best from the medical point of view. Period, he's going to be evaluated for knee replacement by Dr. Alvarez, A-L-V-E-R-E-Z, like in Zulu. We're going to give an appointment to see us in about 5 to 6 months. The time spent in the service was as follows. Evaluation of the lab, 7 minutes. In the face-to-face, 25 minutes. In the documentation, 8 minutes.